Lateral thinking.
Sometimes, no matter how much I think about a problem, I just can't solve it. Solving problems is important for my job, so when a colleague mentioned lateral thinking, I was ready to listen. Lateral thinking means thinking in an indirect and creative way, and looking at the problem in a new and unusual way. This can help you become more flexible when you try to solve a problem. Lateral thinking is different from how I thought about problems. I was being too logical. I was thinking about each problem in a very direct, step-by-step way and making too many assumptions. You've probably heard the expression, thinking outside of the box. It actually comes from a famous problem called the 9-dot puzzle. To solve the puzzle, you have to connect all 9 dots with 4 straight lines, but you can't take your pen off the page. Hint: to complete this task successfully, you must go outside the box. Solving this puzzle is an example of lateral thinking. Situation puzzles are other examples of practicing lateral thinking. To solve situation puzzles, you may ask only yes-no questions, which have 3 possible answers. Yes, no, or the information isn't relevant. There's not only one answer to problems like these, but one answer is usually the best. That answer usually seems obvious after you know it. Here is an example. Someone calls the police to tell them that a criminal named Jim Price is playing cards in the apartment next door. The police know Price is dangerous, but they don't know what he looks like. They go into the apartment and they see 3 people playing cards, 2 truck drivers, and a firefighter. They don't say a word, but they immediately arrest the firefighter. How do the police know he is Jim Price? Here is one way that yes-no questions could help you find the solution. Did any of the players say anything? No. Did the firefighter try to run away? No. Did the policeman know any of the players? No. Did the firefighter look different from the truck drivers? Yes. Was the firefighter wearing a hat? Not relevant. Was the firefighter's hairstyle different from the truck drivers? Yes. Price looked different from the truck drivers and had a different hairstyle from them because Price was a man and the truck drivers were women. Many people begin with the assumption that truck drivers are always men. Lateral thinking is already helping me at my job in market research. After practicing this type of thinking, I suggested a whole new group of customers for our products to my boss. Try it. It just might work for you.